Are you ready to become the true visionary CEO of your business? I know you're ready for more freedom, but sometimes you find your calendar is always chock-a-block full, or you can't seem to find the time to build the systems and structures that would really streamline your business. Or maybe you've been struggling to set boundaries with your team. And I know that there are so many of you who can't seem to take even a couple of days away from your business without feeling stressed or guilty. Well, my friends, then welcome back to this week's podcast series, Get Out of the Weeds and Back into the Driver's Seat, where each day I've been sharing with you how to stop being that chief everything officer and instead build a self-running business engine. Now, we kicked off the week, episode 134, talking about the growth trap and, you know, how to take the pain out of growing your business. Then we talked about yesterday, I talked about what I call the M myth. It's the myth of why doing more isn't the answer. Now, today I want to share with you seven common and often costly scaling mistakes to avoid. Because when you know what they are, you can save yourself a lot of time and energy. And tomorrow, oh my God, it's going to be the last day of the podcast series. I'm going to show you exactly the elements you need to sustainably scale your business. And on Friday, there's not going to be an episode, but I am hosting a LinkedIn Live where you get to come on live and ask me questions. Now, the link for the LinkedIn Live, yes, I'm going to post it, but it's in the show notes for today. Okay, I hope by now that you have downloaded the workbook. If you haven't, simply go to dianalidstone.com/notes. Because this is the place where you can put all your notes, all your questions, so that you can ask me on that LinkedIn Live. So let's get going. Welcome to the Work Less Profit More Business Podcast for business leaders who want to stop being that chief everything officer and build a self-running business engine that gives them true freedom. Hi, I'm Diana Lidstone, business strategist known for my straight talk, no BS, and these simple small business strategies and mindset shifts that help my clients grow and scale without hustle or burnout. So if you're a lawyer, financial advisor, real estate investor, accountant, or other business owner who feels trapped in the day-to-day running of your business, then welcome aboard. Each week, I'm going to share insights on how to become that true leader of your business. So yesterday, I talked about the M myth. That's what I call the myth about doing more of anything as it trying to be the answer. Whether it's getting more revenue, doing more marketing, etc., the truth is all that hustle isn't going to give you more freedom or more joy. The opposite of the M myth is do less, better. And you might be saying, well, Diana, that all sounds really great, but how do I implement these? I don't have the time. Well, my friend, here's some truth with love. First of all, you have to slow down. That's right. You have to slow down so you can stabilize and then scale. Now, while I realize you can't totally pause your business for months on end, you probably need some cash flow. I totally get it, right? But you must slow down. You must focus and do less. Then you can stabilize building a strong foundation, which is exactly what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. Then you'll scale. You see, the biggest shift for you now is not what to do with your time. It's how you are using your time. It's not about doing more. It's not about hustling. It's more about thinking long term for sustainable growth. It's about the compound effect of your work, of your successes, one on top of the other. It's about working towards your vision. It's about working on a few those critical few things that will move the needle in your business. And as I said, tomorrow, I'm going to share these exact critical elements that will help you gain massive momentum. But before I do that, I want to give you a heads up on what to avoid that may cause you to lose control of your business. You see, the more mistakes you make, the more frustrated and even exhausted you become. And who wants that? So I want you to save your energy by being aware of these common, costly mistakes. So let's look at the common mistakes, okay? But before we get into that, I just want a reminder for you. The word scale could actually be an acronym. So you might want to write this down. Scale, S stands for start with the foundation. C, communicate clearly. And this means not just in your marketing, but with your team and your suppliers. A stands for accelerate activity. In other words, you know, do the right things at the right time. The L means let go of what's not working. And I know how hard that can be. And E is about elevating or doubling down on what is working. So S-C-A-L-E, scale. Okay, common mistake number one is attempting to scale without first simplifying. Now, I want to share with you one of my core values. It's what I call the KISS principle, and it's K-I-S-S-S. Keep it simple, strategic, and sustainable. That one core value has acted time and time again as the filter for me to keep things simple in my business. Trying to scale a complex business structure only leads to more chaos. I've seen it over and over again. And more chaos equals more headaches. If not immediately, certainly down the road. You have to simplify not just your business model, but your offers, your pricing, your everything in your business. Simplify, simplify, simplify. Now, when I'm working with clients, we often start by applying what I call the magic rule of one. Yes, I call it magic, and it is the rule of one. You ready? Here we go. Your business needs to solve one problem for one client with one solution, share your message on one platform, and use one method to get the message out there. Okay, I'll repeat that because it's a lot of ones. You solve one problem for one very niched particular client with one solution, which is your core or your signature offer, and you share your message on one platform to get started and using one method of delivery. So here's what mine might look like. One problem. What's the problem? I call it hustle, which leads to burnout. That's a problem. One client. Those are business owners who have had some success and they are chief everything officers. The one solution is, how do they work with me? So my core signature program is my private coaching program, the Freedom Accelerator. My one platform, now if I'm thinking social media, I spend most of my time on Facebook. And my one method for getting my message out there is speaking. Whether it's live, whether it's virtually, whether it's in videos. So let's take a look at somebody else. Client who is, still is, but a very generalist lawyer in a small town, and she was just barely paying the bills. So she niched down to become a lawyer for real estate investors and very quickly started turning a 500K profit. So let's look. One problem. She's helping her high net worth clients, because that's who she wants, operational inefficiencies, corporate legal structures. Her one client, high net worth real estate investors, one solution. She has something called the Strategic Legal Roadmap, one platform. She's actually only just started using social media, and her one method of generating leads and prospects is speaking. Simplify your business before you scale. Okay, that's the first mistake. The second mistake is I see businesses often trying to scale by adding things to the business instead of subtraction. So I'll give you an example. Years ago, I met a business owner who was a cleaner. He was doing commercial cleaning. He was doing residential cleaning. And on his website, I think he listed like 15 different services, everything from cleaning windows to cleaning carpets. He was trying to scale by adding instead of subtracting. My suggestion to him was narrow down what was his most profitable program, product, or service. And he said it was commercial. And I said, well, how can you differentiate yourself in that marketplace? Because there are a lot of people out there. And he told me that he had a very specific green environmentally friendly product that he used for cleaning. Okay, get rid of all the other stuff that's causing the chaos, that's causing the overwhelm, that's causing the hustle, and just focus. Do less, better. So the problem is, because most of us as entrepreneurs, we're a creative bunch, and we love nothing more than creating new content, new courses, etc. But my friend, that leads to complexity, and more offers is not the way to scale. Because remember, for each offer, program, product, or service, not only do you need to design it, you need to market it, you need to sell it, and then you need to deliver it. That's a whole lot of work for one program, product, or service. The better and easier way to do it is to do less. Take your best-selling, most joyful, and probably your most profitable offer and tweak it over and over again until it becomes your core offer, your signature offer. And as I said, my core offer, my signature offer is my Freedom Accelerator. Now, I do have a downsell, which is a VIP day, just spending a day with me, and I could create an upsell. But I want to really keep my business simple. And I took away things that weren't bringing me the joy, the profit, and the freedom. Okay, costly mistake number three is trying to scale all at once. So I remember when I started my retail store, and I remember attending my very first trade show. Instant overwhelm. You see, the trade show filled several football fields of things that I could purchase for my store. And I had no idea where to start. So what did I do? I walked miles and miles and miles up and down the aisles, spending time talking to salespeople of all different types of products. I wasted tons of time and energy because I was thinking about filling the whole store. Now, by the second season, it was different. I made a plan and I was strategic about making my purchases. The same thing often happens when a business owner decides to scale. They think they have to scale everything, their offers, their team, their visibility, their marketing, all at the same time. Please don't try to do that because it's just going to drive you to burnout. Remember the path to scaling? Slow down, stabilize, then scale. So here's my recommendation. Pick one thing to scale first. And usually the best place to start is with your signature or your core offer. And as you move along, you may also just scale the delivery system for that offer. Maybe you're going to go from one-on-one. Maybe you're going to create a group program for it. That would be scaling. Remember, there's lots of moving parts. So how do you eat an elephant? Of course, one bite at a time. Your core offer, your signature offer, is the first bite. Common mistake number four, trying to scale by yourself or not hiring the right team. Now, if you're as old as I am, you remember the TV show, The Lone Ranger. Well, The Lone Ranger, even he had a sidekick, Tonto. You can't scale without support, whether that support is part-time or contract team members. And hiring can really be a bummer if it's not done right. I remember a financial advisor recently came to me after spending almost a year hiring the wrong team member multiple times. Now, she's not alone. It's common because we aren't clear often who we need to support us, and nobody trained us in how to hire. We often feel, well, I could hire a friend or a family member, you know, somebody who's available, somebody who's looking for a job. Or sometimes we take suggestions from other people. Nah. To hire right, you need to consider a few things that may not be so obvious. Number one, have clear role descriptions with metrics. Okay, she says, what does that mean? Well, tomorrow I'm going to dive into this a little better. But just know that every team member, including yourself, should have a role description and you should be accountable for a specific metric. The other thing to take into consideration when you are hiring is your company vision, where you want to take your business, and your company values. What's important to your business? What is that roadmap? How are you going to turn the vision into reality? You want team members who are in alignment with your vision and your values. So be clear on all these three things, and they are the key to hiring the right team member. Okay, back to that financial advisor. She had hired friends, family of friends, an employee who someone suggested, but none of them worked out for her. So what did we do? We clarified, number one, her vision, her values, and the role descriptions. And presto, she found her perfect candidate to take over some of the daily running of her business, helping her get out of the weeds and back into the driver's seat. So are you hiring at the right time? And are you hiring the right team member? Common mistake number five, we're getting there, folks, is not planning to scale early enough in your entrepreneurial journey. Now, I'm a former Girl Guide, and like the Boy Scouts, our motto was, be prepared. Scaling your business won't happen overnight, but it can happen more easily if you start by building the right foundation, which I'm going to talk about more tomorrow. Building a sustainably profitable business starts from the beginning. It starts from the basic things like really knowing and understanding your ideal client, deeply understanding the problem that you solve, having the right program, product, or service at the right price for your dream client. It means building your business with intention and by design rather than haphazardly or like throwing spaghetti at the wall. Now, it's not your fault if that's how you started, because let's be truthful here. We all started zero, and most of us didn't get a degree or certification in scaling a business. We're expert at other things. But remember, your business is like a two-sided coin. One side is your expertise. That could be law, it could be accountancy, it could be real estate investing. The other side is the business of business. And we have to become great at both to get the freedom you want. And we also have to be able to invest in both sides of the coin to get the success we want. Two more to go. Common mistake number six, not prioritizing strategic planning time. Now, while most business owners do some sort of annual planning, right? They set goals, they talk about how they're going to reach them. Sounds great, right? No. My friends, it's time to ditch the annual planning and start doing quarterly strategic planning for your business. That means setting aside 4 complete days a year at an offsite location to focus on your company, your goals, and the specific quarterly, monthly, weekly, and daily action steps you'll take to reach those goals. Sound like a lot? Not really. But why am I recommending quarterly? Because it gives you an opportunity to adjust, to pivot for market conditions, shifts in your personal development, changes in your vision, and so many other things. Now, one of Brian Tracy's famous sayings is, for every minute you spend planning, saves 10 minutes in execution. So if my calculations are correct, and let's say you spend 5 hours one day, once a quarter, annually, that means 20 hours of planning or 1,200 minutes in planning. And that will save you, drumroll please, 120,000 minutes or 220 hours in execution. Now, I don't know about you, but would you like to save yourself 220 hours a year just by setting aside time for strategic planning? Okay, here we are. The last costly mistake that you want to avoid when scaling your business. Trying to build, grow, and scale your company on your own. Now, it's true. You can learn a lot by reading books on business. I read a lot. And it's true you can learn a lot by attending free business webinars or downloading free booklets or watching videos on YouTube, done all that. And all of those contain great pieces of information. But here's the key. Information is not transformational. To turn information into change in your business, in yourself, it must be transformational. Information must be applied and then acted upon. And when we start acting upon the information, that's when we start questioning ourselves. Is this the right move in my business now? Does this really apply to my business? Who can help me apply this to my business? Should I do more? Should I do less? And believe me, I know this from firsthand experience. It's easy to get stuck in things like self-doubt, imposter syndrome, you know, things like that. You see, what we really need is someone by our side to give us feedback on how to apply the information and to hold us accountable for actually getting stuff done. A friend of mine was telling me how her kids, adult children, bought a condo to renovate. And since they didn't have any previous renovation experience, they, quote unquote, Googled everything, including how to apply the drywall compound. Now, this seemed to work until a point, because they never knew whether they had done a great job or a crappy job applying that drywall compound. They didn't know if they needed more sanding or less sanding. They had no feedback. The journey of growing and scaling your business is a little like applying that drywall compound. How do you know when enough is enough? How do you know how much sanding is enough unless you have someone by your side giving you feedback? So please, don't try to scale your business alone. Oprah didn't grow her mega empire alone. Tiger Woods didn't win the Masters alone. Olympians don't stand on the podium alone. They all hire coaches to help them become the best of the best. And I know that's what you want. Okay, those are the 7 common and costly mistakes I see business owners make when they attempt to scale their businesses. And each one can be easily avoided. Okay, so what are your action steps for today? Number 1, remember, slow down before you scale. Number 2, simplify, starting with your offers. Number 3, stabilize and optimize to create cash flow reserves. Number 4, you take those cash flow reserves and you reinvest them in your business. Then you rinse and repeat. So it's hard to believe that tomorrow, yes, tomorrow is the last day of this podcast series. We're coming up to number 4. And I'm going to share with you the elements you'll require to shift from being that chief everything officer trapped in the weeds of the day-to-day running of your business to become the true visionary leader, the CEO of a sustainably profitable business. That's it for today, folks. Don't forget to mark your calendar for Friday's LinkedIn Live, and the link is in the show notes. And I promise by the end of tomorrow, you'll know exactly what you need to build that self-running business engine that gives you the freedom, joy, and profits you truly desire. Thanks for listening to the Work Less, Profit More Business podcast, where weekly you'll get business tips, strategies, and resources to help you work less and profit more. Don't forget to head over to the show notes for the links I've mentioned that will help you get out of the weeds and back in the driver's seat. Talk to you tomorrow.